This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Paula McIntyre is here in this sort of dingly dale.
Hello.
Listen to the gravel and the beautiful plants and the walls surrounding
the flowers and the table.
And the turquoise candelabra.
No.
Have we ever had a turquoise candelabra?
Definitely not.
Come in here, Kathy McGovern, because
no,
this is your spot.
Not.
This is beautiful. Where do you get a turquoise candelabra?
Well, I spray painted it.
Of course you did.
Yes, of course.
This is all part of the...
See, that's...
I wouldn't have the wit or the imagination to do that.
Oh, no.
So, Easter time is lamb.
Yes, So, and the barbecue. Because we're going to have nice weather, so the two together.
Mm-hmm.
So, leg of lamb steaks, and then just... And what did I say? Steaks there?
Steaks and leg of lamb.
What happened there? Did you know? Sorry. Steaks, right, sorry. A wee bit. Leg of lamb. And what I did was an onion, garlic, lemon... zest, juice, olive oil, rosemary, oregano, blended it all up into a zippy bag, throw your lamb in, give it a good rub around and leave it for a day, or if you can leave it for 2 days, but a day, do it today for tomorrow, and the oil and that, and then just take that straight on and put it straight onto the barbecue.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
That's
good. So that's
and
been
a wee
soaking
bit of
in that mixture of lemon and oregano and garlic. And
that's it, for 2 days. But that's, and then cook it down, and we'll could flash a couple of these on here, and just and the important thing is to let it rest. Any meat is to let it rest, and that's our meat there. So let those two wee bits warm up, and then we've got a nice plate and all today. Look at this, look, isn't that beautiful?
Oh, this is beautiful. That's beautiful. Gorgeous. That's like an old
blue
kind of pattern. It's like
proper.
Blue.
That's
like something you've seen on Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous.
Isn't it? Look
lots
at that.
Of, I think
there's a mark in the back of it.
I think it's Murdoch.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Murdoch and Sons.
Oh, Murdoch, actually.
It's gorgeous, isn't
made
it?
Made in Taiwan.
Yeah.
No,
so
money joking.
I'm
money joking.
Now, John, just to go with this. So,
hold on. I'm going to drop this. This is going to be our Lord Dunleith moment here.
There we are. That's it.
Let's not do that.
I
don't want to drop the good plate.
The good one's away over there.
Right. So
back to the barbecue.
Right. The lamb. Right. So the lamb. And then what we've got here is mint. Just a nice, good, big handful of mint leaves. Yeah, it does. But there's pistachio nuts in it. There's a bit of garlic. There's lemon zest, all oil, and then anchovy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't be put off by anchovy, because anchovy and lamb traditionally will go together. You know the way that there's a lovely French recipe, which appropriate for because we're in Provence at the moment, and you slash the all over a lamb leg, and then poke in wee bits of anchovy into and under the surface with garlic, and then cook it slowly, and it kind of melts in and seasons within.
Because it sharpens. You think you always think anchovy is fish, isn't
it? No, it is, but it's not.
But it sharpens
salt,
the taste of stuff.
It does, and it just heightens it. You know, it's that umami thing, isn't it? So
umami.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is cooked. So I'm going to slice this up, John, and then let you try a wee bit just with the.
The choir has disappeared, but they're going to be singing, aren't they?
Yeah,
it's not that they've run away or anything.
They're in position, John.
That's good. Just checking.
Because
just
I've let checking. That rest, John, that's really nice and
perfect.
Nice and then just the
Kathy, come on, try a bit of this.
And then a wee bit of the sauce.
No nut allergies.
Yeah, not at all. And then, John, you can't have lamb without spuds, okay?
You can't have lamb.
So what I did was...
Well, will you hear this?
Well, we hear these now. So boiled, isn't it good? Yeah. And it's the herbs in it, and it's just everything, just mint. You've got rosemary and oregano, nice sort of dry herbs and the nuts.
So if you're sitting today and you're thinking of pulling that wee small jar of dried mint that's been
no,
in the family since your great granny.
Throw it in the bin.
Kitten.
Don't use dried herbs. Go and use fresh herbs. Yeah. Fresh herbs. Buy a pot. I can't garden, but I've got fresh mint. Mm-hmm. That was my own mint. So
it's such a difference. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So spuds, parboil spuds. Scrub them. Don't peel them. Parboil them for about 20 minutes. Drain them well into a tray lined with oil. And then put a tea towel on top of them and take one of those sticks and beat them. Or I did
punch potatoes.
Bottom of fish bit your hand if you think of somebody you don't like, you know, punch them like that there. Then lift it off. Lift it who?
I said we've a few ideas.
Oh, we have, I, but we don't know. We don't talk about what we're talking about in the kitchen earlier. Cathy, don't. And then lift it off and a wee bit of oil and sea salt, John, and into the oven for about an hour. And there's our punched buds.
So punched, they're kind of. Wow.
Yeah,
they're,
look.
Smashed or broken or.
I know these are really, really, really hot, but. Look, and they're sort of lovely and
fluffy
toast,
in the middle.
Fluffy in the middle.
And crispy on the outside then.
And they're like roast, but they're healthy roast because they've got the nice skin on them. But
and
look,
they're seasoned and all.
Hey, see when they try that wee bit there. That's my favourite bit.
The skin. I know
they're like hot, John. Mm-hmm. See that? See the skin?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to peel them, right? Just, right, okay, right. We'll give you a wee bit of shortbread, hold on. And look, you get see that there. Isn't that lovely?
That is lovely.
You get just lovely, crispy. Mm-hmm. And you don't. We tend to over-peel things. Like, don't we? Like carrots. Don't mm-hmm. get good
Strain
carrots. Give them a good scrub.
Yeah.
You know, and I know they're dirty, but you know.
But you see, I'd be locking myself in a room. That wee room that's the extra, the old part of your house. I'd lock myself in there with that roasting tray of spuds, and the rest of the family could all do whatever they want.
Exactly.
Eat their Easter eggs, eat them all in one go.
All of them,
if they wanted.
Yeah, and you know what? If you've got, get the big dish of lamb tomorrow, big dish of punched spuds, slice your lamb, the mint sauce on top, and put it out in the middle of the table, and that's it.
Perfect.
There you are. Mm-hmm. And that's your
challenge now for Easter Sunday, Cathy. That's sorted out.
Yeah, no bother. But Paula says she's staying around to do the the barbecue.
That's right, Cathy.
Nice try.
You keep believing that dream.
No, we have a website, Cathy, and you can go to it. Anybody can go to it, even
the
diner.
I look
you can
up
go
the recipe, isn't that right?
Actually, do you know what? I'll directly email you the recipe.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.